Well, this is Pastor Ryan Brown from Calvary Baptist Church, and we're here for 4-H4U from the 2016 Scioto County Fair. Stay tuned for interviews with advisors, young people, projects with still projects, and large animals, small animals, but all around young people who've made an investment in something very important. So stay tuned for 4-H4U.
Well, I'm here with a Wheelersburg Pirate, a fellow by the name of?
Andrew Brown.
And what projects are you involved in with 4-H this year?
Safe use of guns and veterinary science.
So those are still projects, right?
Yep.
Now those judge before the fair.
Mm-hmm.
Now what made you decide to get into veterinary science and safe use of guns?
Well, what got me into veterinary science is that I really like to be around animals because I always like the experience, and I wanted to learn more about them and the different breeds that were in them. And the thing that got me into safe use of guns is that I really like to shoot guns at just targets and sometimes just shoot for funs at men's outings that we have. And so I thought that was pretty fun.
So for you, it was something in your life you were able to learn and you could improve yourself and it was all better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you did these projects. Is it something that you want to keep doing? Do you want to advance those projects? Is there a next year to them, or how does that work?
Hopefully, yes.
All right. Which one do you think is going to be the most helpful for you down the road?
Down the road, probably veterinary science.
Veterinary science. Why is that?
Because, well, guns, you really don't need to learn about them. And veterinary science, like, if your dog gets hit, you need to know how to work with it and what to do.
So to help to take care of your animals, and you think it prepares you for that?
Yep.
Well, very good. Well, keep up the good work, and I hope all goes well.
Okay.
Well, I'm here in the cow barn with Mr. Rufus Tackett, and this guy is a cow showing machine. Tell everybody, first of all, what did you bring to the fair this year?
I brought a big heifer, a little heifer, and a feeder cow.
So a big heifer, how old is that? A little heifer, how old is that? Tell us how old these projects are.
Well, our big heifers are our last year's feeder calf, is the one that won last year. And then my little heifer is, she's born this year, and then my feeder calf is born this year.
Okay, so you're looking at something born February, March, somewhere around in there. And you're bringing all these animals, but this isn't the only place you show. Tell us some of the other places that you've shown animals.
Well, I show in the Southern Ohio Showdown. That's just, it hits all kinds of shows like Gallipolis and different counties and just open shows, and then they add up all your points and then you'll win maybe a fan your first place and a blower your second place. And then I go in the best program. That is, like, it takes the state fair and expo and all that. Does it almost same thing as the showdown, but it's during the winter. So
you probably got in 15 or 20 shows this year, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how many animals did you take to these different shows?
Well, we took two in the showdown and one in the best program.
So that's just show after show and animal after animal. What in the world would make somebody work so hard to get all that done, move in and out of these shows? I mean, you must really love this cow showing thing, is that right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what makes you want to show so much?
It gets my heifers used to the shows, gets them ready for county fair, because I'll normally show feeder calves or little heifers during the best program and take them here as a big heifer. And so that makes them better and used to the shows and gets them through the routine and helps me with showmanship and just helps me all around to get ready for county fair.
Well, very good. Well, hey, keep up the good work, and it's always good to see young people out here doing this, and keep showing. Try to get some sleep every now and again, okay?
Very good. Now we're going to talk about some photography. We've got a young lady by the name of?
Allison
Wirtz. And we talked to her earlier. She said something about these meat pen rabbits that she's raising. And then afterwards she said, hey, I've got another project. I take pictures. So tell me about photography.
Well, you go out and you take pictures and you can...
What do you use to take pictures? Probably a camera?
Camera, yeah.
Sweet.
And you can go into judging with your pictures or you can just present them in your 4-H booth.
So what'd you take pictures of?
Well, I didn't take very many, but the one that's in my 4-H booth, I was laying down in a railroad track. It was really...
You were laying down on a railroad track?
Yeah.
Were you testing to see if the train would actually run over you or not? Or
I mean, it could have ended that way, but that's not wasn't my intention.
Do you think we need to give a disclaimer that this is something that children should not try to duplicate,
yeah,
laying on railroad tracks?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, that's probably a good idea.
My mom was there.
So you got a picture of a railroad of you laying on a railroad track.
I was laying down, and I just took a picture of the inside of the railroad track.
Gotcha. And any other exciting stuff that you did with photography?
Not much besides getting to go out during our meetings and go all over the town and take pictures and stuff.
And do stuff.
Yeah.
Very good. So it was a good experience for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for telling us all about your photography. And I hope you have a great fair.
Thank you.
Well, here we are again with 4-H4U on WNXT. And I've got a young lady by the name of...
Madison.
Madison what?
Scarborough.
Madison Scarborough. And where do you go to school, Madison?
Portsmouth.
And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Fifth grade at Portsmouth. And you are involved in Scioto County Crusaders 4-H Club, is that right?
Yes.
So what 4-H project did you get into this year?
A scarf.
So you made a scarf. Now, what's that project called? Is that woodworking?
No.
Would that be sewing?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you want to get into sewing? What made you say, hey, that sounds like a fun project? Now, who are some folks that helped you? Because that's really important. Because it's really important that you have help on stuff like this when you're learning, isn't it? Do you remember their names of the folks that helped you?
Jenny Moore
and...
Sue Gammon.
Very good. Now, are there any other things in 4-H that you think maybe I'd like to get involved in?
No.
No? You like the sewing thing? Now, will you wear your scarf this summer?
Yes.
You wore your scarf this summer?
No.
Oh, you're going to wait till winter?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll keep you warm?
Yeah.
Good deal. All right. Well, Madison, keep up the good work. I'm glad you're involved in 4-H. All right? Take care. All right, everybody, I'm here with a West Sider. You can't get any better than a West Sider. I happen to be half West Sider myself. So, ma'am, would you please tell us your name?
Ashayla Adia.
Ashayla Adia. And you go to school at West, and what grade are you in?
Eighth.
And at school, you're involved in what kind of stuff?
Cheerleading.
And in 4-H, you've got a couple different projects, is that right?
Yes.
What'd you work on this year?
I worked on photography and tablescaping.
Tell me some things that you tried to take pictures of.
Bridges, flowers, and trees.
Bridges, flowers, and trees. That sounds pretty exciting stuff. Did you try to take a picture of anything that was moving?
No.
Nothing moving. It had to be standing still. Is that right?
Yes.
Very good. Now, what the other project was tablescaping. Now, the first time you said that, I heard table scrapping, getting pork chop bones or something like that. But what is tablescaping?
It's where you set up a table and it's like for two people.
So you set up a table for two, and do you have a theme or what do you do?
Yeah, you have a theme and it could be anything.
What'd you choose this year?
Fallen Soldiers.
Fallen Soldiers. Why did you come to that conclusion you wanted to do a soldier theme, recognizing fallen soldiers?
Because I was interested in it.
So you were interested in that. And so that project, that shows Monday at the fair, is that right?
Yes.
So you've got to head out there early in the morning and get things going, is that right?
Yeah.
Very good. Now, what other projects have you done in the past? Have you done any other things, or you stayed in this area, or what have you done?
Well, I've done cooking for 2 years, and that's it, and sewing.
So you cooked for 2 straight years. That's a long time to be cooking. That's impressive. Very good. Well, Shay, I'm glad you're involved in 4-H. Keep up the good work, and we're proud of you.
All right, I'm here in the barn with Mr. Cole Down Goes Frazier right here. And Cole, tell us where you go to school.
Wheelersburg.
So you're a fighting pirate, is that true?
Yes.
What are you involved in there at the Wheelersburg?
Football and baseball.
What school? What grade in school are you?
7.
And what grade is your girlfriend in?
I don't have one.
Ah, your parents will be glad to hear that. Now tell me, what do you have at the fair this year?
Lamb.
And have you brought projects to the fair before?
No.
So this is your first time bringing a live animal to the fair?
Yes.
What do you think about this experience? Tell me something that you learned along up through all this.
You have to keep it super in shape and make sure you don't leave it unattended.
So did you sleep with your lamb every night?
No.
Did you sleep with your lamb any night?
No.
You went into your house and left your lamb out there in the cold barn, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, I thought. So your show is when?
Tuesday.
And how are you wanting? Are you hoping to get last place or going for grand champion, or what are you going for this year?
Grand champion.
So you'd like to win the whole thing, huh?
Yeah.
Now that you've had a large animal or a animal here at the fair and that you've done field projects before, which do you like best?
Animals.
So what do you like bringing an animal to the fair more than just doing still projects?
Because you get to see all your buddies and you actually get to compete. You have to work harder on like still projects where you just have to complete the book and hope you do this.
Oh, look at that. That's beautiful.
So this is competition and you get to hang out with your buddies and you get to go out in the midway and look for girls. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Hey, thanks. I hope everything goes well this week, okay?
Shield for me.
4-H4U programs, not only do we get to emphasize some of the young people that are involved with 4-H, but we also get to recognize many of the workers. And without the workers, there's no way for us to be able to have the 4-H programs that we do. And so today, I'm here with Miss Martina Lauro. Now, which 4-H club do you help with, Mrs. Lauro?
Scioto County Crusaders.
Scioto County Crusaders in the heart of downtown Portsmouth.
Yes.
Now, are you a fair girl? Are you an agriculture girl or anything like that? Is that what you do with your life?
Well, I grew up on a farm, but that was a long time ago.
So your kids aren't in 4-H?
No.
Your grandkids aren't in 4-H?
No.
Then why in the world are you in 4-H?
I love our kids, and I just want to help.
So there's something about being able to help some of these other young people do something that made it worthwhile for you to invest some of your time. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Now, what are some of the things that are your expertise you kind of help with? What are some of those things?
Right now, I'm helping with the sewing.
Okay. Doing what?
Well, one of the young girls I worked with made a infinity scarf, and I worked with her with that. And another girl, I worked with her with a pair of pajamas. And one of the other girls, I helped her make a skirt.
So you had these girls, you kind of take what you know, you can help apply it to their life. Do you feel that they picked up on it?
Yes, I think they did. Yes.
How do you view your task? You get to the end and you say this was worth it. What gets you to that place?
Working with the kids and seeing them accomplish something that they can be proud of.
So it's really their accomplishment.
Yes.
Is your accomplishment.
Right.
I really think that's the heart of a 4-H worker. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, and thank you very much for your investing in young people.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, as we continue to look at our 4-H young people, sometimes you get a chance to meet a young guy or girl who's a future 4-H-er. They're not in 4-H yet, but they want to get involved, and they're excited to do it later. And today, I have a young man named?
Farmer T. Taylor.
Farmer T. Taylor. Now, what'd your parents name you when you were a little boy? Did they name you Farmer T? What'd they name you?
Shane.
Shane Taylor goes by around here, Farmer T. Taylor. Now, are you going to be in 4-H?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
That is correct. Now, what are you planning to get involved in? Is there something that's a particular interest to you?
Yes, there's actually two things.
What are they?
Horses and cows.
Horses and cows. Now, do you eat horses and ride cows, or how's that work?
Yeah, other way around.
Other way around. So you eat the cows and ride the horses.
Mm-hmm.
So now, for you to be involved in those big animals, you must live on a farm. Do you live on a farm?
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about your farm.
Well, we don't really have, like, much horses or nothing like that, but I do like some coon hunting every once in a while.
Some coon hunting?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they have a coon hunting project, but that's something you can look into. Now, you've got a few cows, though, at the farm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you think? Are you going to show them one day? Or?
Well, yeah, probably.
Probably. And so that'd probably be something you'd probably need your dad to help you out with a little bit, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's what I figured. Well, Shane, I look forward to seeing you involved in 4-H. And I hope you do well. And remember this, never let go of the rope. All right?
All right.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Well, I'm here with a young man by the name of?
David Brown.
And David, your project, most of the time we think about livestock and stuff like that. But the particular project we're going to talk about now was what?
Robotics.
So tell us a little bit about your robotics project.
Well, I was looking through the 4-H book this year of all the projects, and I just started looking through, you know, you had like livestock and woodworking and scrapbooking, and you go through and you see all those projects, and I saw one thing that interested me, robotics. So I said, okay, maybe I should read about this. So I went down through and started reading the information, and I figured out it uses Legos as a kit. And
which is very interesting to a man of your age.
Yes, because I am very good with Legos. But I started looking at that. We got the kit. We got the book. We started working on it. And I said, okay, this year I want to do something big. So I said, okay, we can build a sweeper with a little broom on the front that would sweep a, well, dirt into a pan. So a boy here named Jacob Haynes got with me, and we started working hard, really hard, on building this sweeper. So we got the program on the iPad that'll let you control it for a remote control. And when we got that set up, we worked on the hardware. We built a dustpan, we got a motor from an air compressor, put that into the robot, and that was completely not a part of the project at all. What we did was we took it out of the air compressor you plug into your car, got that motor, hooked it up to Lego gears, and then the gears were hooked on to the Lego, and we plugged a store-bought wooden brush, and we turned it on, and it worked. So then we said, okay, now for the dustpan. So we got the dustpan hooked up. We used brake metal, which basically is a thin piece of aluminum. So we folded that to the desired shape, and we had a dustpan. We hooked that on, drilled holes into it for Legos. And
good deal. So how'd you do?
Well, I got first in my class and first over all STEM projects. Now, STEM is a combination of science, technology, engineering, and math. It's we have a camp for it.
Yeah.
And we have a program for our school that'll start offering that soon in high school. And then we went up to state. But before we went up to state, we thought, okay, since we don't have an actual written down program for it, we should make it to move where it won't be, like, where it'll look around and it'll see things and it'll turn when something's put in front of it and all that. So we got that built, which took about 2 days, and it was day and night. If you put all the days together, it took about a week total. So we went up there to state, and I was actually surprised with my score. I didn't place.
But you learned a lot.
Yeah.
And now you know what to do next year, yes. And hopefully how to improve things. Yes. So all in all, this was a good experience for you, wasn't it?
A very good experience. I am so glad I did it.
Very good. Keep up the good work.
Seems rough. He is there to pick you up. all the ages, no matter what may come. Storm around me rages, I stand upon what never changes. If the sun were to fall, if the oceans were to dry, if the mountains were to crumble, I wouldn't bat an eye, 'cause I stand upon the rock. He's the rock of all the ages, no matter what may come. Storm around me rages, I stand upon what never changes. Change.